Good morning. Welcome to Faith in the Morning. Something good is going to happen to you today, so expect miracles. Thank you for joining me today. Faith in the Morning exists to help you start your day with faith and encouragement, and that's exactly what's going to happen today. However you're streaming, thank you so much for adding Faith in the Morning to your morning routine. Whether you're streaming on TubeVu, Facebook, YouTube, listening on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Faith Plus app, however you're streaming, thank you so much for starting your day with Faith in the Morning. Now, as you know, we start every Faith in the Morning by going over our daily confession because it's so important to say what God says about us, and our words set the direction for our day and for our life. So you'll find this confession in the show notes on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and the description on social media. Go ahead and say it with me. Say, I'm the salt of the earth. I'm the light of this world. Jesus said it, so I believe it. I'm a carrier of the glory of God. Today, I will experience the extreme goodness of God. Today, I make myself available for God to show His goodness to others through me. Today, I am increasing in influence. Today, I will see the goodness of God in my life. Today, something good is going to happen to me, so I expect miracles. Praise God. Go with me to 1 Corinthians 16. This week on Faith in the Morning, in our daily devotional podcast, as well as our newsletter, we're talking about open doors and favor. I shared this on Monday and I shared this on Sunday, that this week you must pray for open doors and favor. So go ahead and say it aloud, put in the chat, say, I must pray for open doors and favor. Go ahead, say it aloud, put in the chat, say, I must pray for open doors and favor. In Sunday's message, and I put a link to Sunday's message in the notes so you can listen to it and stream it and be encouraged, is that we've seen that God has set us up for a wonderful future. But in order to walk into that future, we must pray for open doors and favor. Open doors aren't automatic. A lot of open doors must be prayed open or prayed through. The open doors open because you ask God to open them. Now, one of the things we did cover on Sunday, that some doors are open as a reward for your faithfulness, but a lot of open doors open because you ask God to open doors for you. We see that a lot in Paul's ministry. He would ask churches, pray that I would have an open door here. Pray that I have an open door there. And he would contribute success in his ministry to open doors. And what do we say open doors were? Open doors are opportunities. And so notice what he says about open doors here. 1 Corinthians 16:9. New Living Translation says, there is a wide open door for a great work here, talking about Ephesus, although many oppose me. So he causes a wide open door for a great work. Another translation says an effective work. But he says, many oppose me. A lot of times we think an open door and opportunity has to have the perfect circumstances, but that's not always the case. It'd be nice if everything was calm, everything was great, everything was in order in your life, and you were able to take advantage of the opportunity. But that's not always what happens. Sometimes there will be open doors and great opportunities in the midst of great opposition. I said this on Sunday. I said this yesterday. I remind you today, something I've been reminding myself personally all week long so far. Get your eyes off of the opposition and get your eyes on the opportunity. I'll say it again. Get your eyes off of the opposition and get your eyes on the opportunity. Because what happens if you keep looking at the opposition, you'll be tempted to be intimidated and back away from the opportunity God's brought your way. That happened to the children of Israel in Numbers 13. They looked at the giants. They looked at the fortified cities, looked at those who lived there. And they said, we can't do this. We're not able. Let's go back to Egypt. They kept staring at their opposition and they missed their opportunity. And it was another generation that went into the promised land. Don't let that be you. Don't miss the opportunities God brings your way because of the opposing circumstances or the opposition you're facing. If God has brought you to it, if He has led you to it, if He says, this is what I've called you to do, don't back down because of giants. Don't back down because of gigantic circumstances that are opposing you. Don't back down because of the pressure of the enemy. Open doors sometimes come with opposition. But you're going to have to go through that open door anyways. You're going to have to use your authority anyways. You're going to have to trust God anyways. You have to trust God that no matter the opposition, He's opened a door for me and He's given me favor, so I'm going forward. That's what I want you to focus on today. Make sure you read today's newsletter as well. that no matter the opposition, you must take advantage of the opportunity. As we looked at yesterday in Ephesians chapter 5, he says, if we believe the days are evil, we must take advantage of the opportunity. He says, make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. So if you believe the days you're facing are troublesome, are evil, then you must make advantage of every single opportunity God brings your way. Stop waiting for the perfect circumstances to occur. No. What opportunities are God going to bring your way today? Make sure you take advantage of it. And don't say, oh, that's too small. No, no, no. Sometimes small opportunities lead to big breakthroughs. Sometimes these tiny little windows of opportunity lead to great miraculous things. And that's some of the things we're going to cover in the newsletter today as well as tomorrow. When we look at this effective door, it's described in Acts chapter 19. What happened because of this open door, God did miracles and works in Paul's life that were unprecedented to that point because of this open door in the midst of great opposition. I don't know wherever you are today, whatever you're facing today. And he says, there's so much against me, Pastor. Hey, don't back down because of the opposition. Don't back down because of the opposing circumstances. Stop focusing on the opposition. Stop focusing on the opposing circumstances. Yes, you have to take account of them. Yes, it's natural things you have to do, but that can't be your focus. Another phrase that we use in the King James and other verses, consider not. It doesn't mean don't think about it. It means don't fill your mind with it. So that means you're going to have to check your mind all day long. Every time those opposing circumstances come to your mind, every time the opposition comes to your mind, say, no, I'm not thinking about that. I'm thinking about the opportunity. And what do you do? This is something I've been practicing in my daily life. I say, hey, yeah, God opened this door for me and God's giving me favor here. I'm going to think about that. I'm going to pray about that. I'm going to focus on that. And guess what? When I focus on the opportunity, I stop considering or filling my mind with the opposition. And that's what I want to encourage you to do today. You might say, well, Pastor, the opposition is so strong. No. Greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. Before we go, I want to pray that God gives you divine boldness today to go forward in that open door. Father, I pray for every single person on the sound of my voice. I pray that they won't be intimidated by the opposition or opposing circumstances, but I pray they'll be filled with divine boldness right now, that you strengthen them on the inside. They won't get tired in doing the right thing, but they'll do all you've called them to do. Continue to grant them favor and open doors today that they may go forward in the plan of God for their life. In Jesus' name, amen, and so be it. Like we shared on Sunday and Monday all week long, pray for open doors and favor, but not just for you, not just for your family, but for this entire faith family that streams Faith in the Morning. There's thousands of us now streaming Faith in the Morning, the newsletter and the podcast, all of us together. Imagine what would happen if the thousands of us who are part of this Faith in the Morning community pray for open doors and favor for each other. Wonderful things are going to happen. So pray for open door and favor for you, for me, for this entire faith family. And we're going to see God do wonderful things this week. We're out of time. I love you so much. Make sure you read today's newsletter. I'll see you next time on Faith in the Morning. Make sure you subscribe. God bless.